Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our guest today is Liz Addison. Hi, Liz.
Hi, David.
Liz is one of our instructors here, and what I'd like to do is to set an intention for each radio show. So, do you have any ideas?
Me? Well, I always have an intention of bringing in and receiving and radiating the light of the divine.
Nice.
So whatever I do, any work or anything, my intention is to become transparent to the light of the divine, to become a clear channel to receive and radiate that love and that light and that bliss and that joy.
Nice. Good. Cool. Before we get started, though, I wanted to let people know about a few things happening at the school. First of all, tomorrow we've got a major open house, free Tibetan bowl concert, grand opening of our store, and oh my God, it's going to be like free food, free vibrations. It's all day from 1 to 6, and if you're not in the area, get a plane ticket right now. Come on over. Okay, because it's going to be quite amazing. We're going to do, for the first 2 hours, we're going to do open house, but we're going to have a lot of our instructors are going to be there. You're going to be there also?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we'll have Randy and Sylvina and Liz. I mean, there's like a lot of, and not often for our open houses do we have all our instructors, so it's going to be really cool. So you get to meet them, and they'll be doing, talking about what they do and maybe some little meditations. And then from 3 to 4 p.m., we have Karma Moffat coming in. Karma Moffat is like the Tibetan bowl master of the world. I mean, he's got like 5 million, at least like, actually, I think he's got about 300 Tibetan bowls. And he is just amazing. So we're going to go into the ether, into bliss for an hour from 3 to 4. From 4 to 6, we're going to be playing with all the cool stuff we have at the store. Oh, my God. We just got about 60 crystal bowls, and about 30 of them are alchemical bowls. If you haven't heard of the alchemical bowls, they are amazing. They embed different minerals, different trace elements, and different gemstones right into the bowl. And so when you play the bowl, the essence of that mineral or gemstone or trace element goes right into your body, and they're really, really just angelic bowls, really beautiful. And we also have the classic frosted bowls as well. But we also have Tibetan bowls, we've got didgeridoos, we've got drums, hand drums, we've got, oh my God, we've got tons of crystals and gems, and then we've got a unit from this company called Sound Energy, although they call themselves something a little bit. If you did soundenergy.net, you'd find them. They actually make this, like a Tesla coil that this guy invented, a little out there, but it's really cool. He invented in Atlantean times, okay? And he's now brought it back into work. And he actually, you can do a voice analysis and have what you need go through this coil and through multiple noble gases. I mean, this guy is like totally tied into the Syrians. I mean, really the highest consciousness device for putting frequencies through scalar waves into the room. It's about a $4,000 device, but oh my God, oh my God. It's like, you know, when we turned it on yesterday for the first time, I just got back from Mount Shasta. And it was like, oh, I'm back. It's the mountain. The mountain's here now.
Sorry, I can't help but giggle. You're so excited. It's
so
really
cool.
Good to hear.
It was really. And then last night, I'm like, I get home after being in this vibration for about 4 or 5 hours, and I'm like, whoa, woo! I couldn't sleep. I was so high. Although we'd just gotten all these deliveries too. So, but we got that. We also have a new device called the Portacle from Don Estes that resonates your intention. Don's figured out how to actually take your intention and break it down into specific frequencies and a visual display as well for goodness, for where you're at now and for your human potential. I mean, at first I thought Don was a little out there. I still think he is, but I used to think he was crazy. Now I think he's a genius. This is amazing. It's only a couple of $100 to like, you speak your intention into it, and it resonates it back out to you and makes that intention stronger. And it's really quite amazing. We have a lot of really unique technologies like that, as well as tuning forks and stuff like that. So if you can make it tomorrow, although we'll have it on the web soon, probably within the week we'll have all these products on the web. We're just catching up. The other thing is my book. My book is now out. I got it delivered. It's The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. I think the last radio show or two radio shows ago, we went through the whole table of contents, and it's just how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's like 350 pages, and oh my God, it's ready. You know, we've got the online version or ebook, we've got the physical version or interactive version. You can get for $148 where you have sounds that play to demonstrate all the different aspects of how sound works. So that's happening. We also have the meetups happening every other week here. We've got the certificate program, the associate degree program that starts again May 20th. And we have the summer intensive starting on June 9th to the 23rd if you want to just fly in for a couple of weeks. It's like 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night every day, and we haven't lost a person yet. We haven't killed anybody off. It's like you go in the zone and you don't leave. It's really, really amazing. So if you
can, I just interject
for
a second. Yeah. What I love about that program is you get people from all over the world, and it's really fun to have that cross pollination.
Uh huh. Yeah. And so if you pay in full by March 1st, you get a discount on that. We also have, starting May 20th, is the audio recording and production program that is, it's kind of like about sound healing. It's really about any style of music, how to make it more effective physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we bring in a lot of really high-end tools and information to help you do that for whatever program you're using. So that's pretty much it. If you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or just go to our website, soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Well, hi there. You know, it's funny. It's like when I tell people about Liz, what I say is Liz is a happy shaman. And it's really, I mean, it's amazing. Liz is incredibly powerful and deep, but she's really bright and happy when she's doing it. And it's interesting because, like, we've got Sylvina, who is like the deep shaman. You know, she goes really deep. But Liz is, and she's not just fluff happy. She's like powerful happy. You know, like, it's like joy.
Thank you. I don't like fluff like happy.
Yeah.
But Sylvina's fun too. She and I laugh a lot together.
That's true. So Liz does the class with sound and movement, but tell us about who you are. Where did you come from?
Not serious. Probably a little more Pleiadian, but anyway.
Really? I
happen to really love Earth, home planet. And I'm a very earthy type. So a lot of my work, especially when I combine it with dance, is embodying the loving energy and sound in our body, having the experience of living here on the earth. And one of my great teachers is the tree. And I find myself emulating the tree in my human experience here. As a matter of fact, my next CD is called Crown in the Sky, because I think we are like the magnificent tree with our roots in the earth and our crown in the sky. You know, we're spiritual beings having this experience, but we live in a body, and I think it's a great gift. And a lot of the work that I've been doing recently, since I am a musician and a dancer and a healer, is to experience, you know, allow us or assist us in helping that feeling being in a body. And the last three CDs have this tree theme, and my studio, recording studio, is called the Singing Tree Studio. So the three CDs ago, the CD was called The Song of the Tree, and that was a series of chakra healing chants that I set to music. I had received those chants in an inspiration. I had asked for them spiritually, and I received them about 20 years ago. And they were a little bit different than some of the more traditional esoteric Sanskrit chants because they're very rhythmical. And I happen to love rhythm, I guess, you know, again, being a mover. And I find that rhythm creates a trance state. And so I like to use the rhythm in order to induce that trance state. So we use the sound vibration, as you so well know, to activate and spin the chakra, to clear it, to allow any dreck or residue that might have built up to be liberated. And we use the rhythm to help deepen that process through the pulse. And I just find it's really fun. So that CD came out in 2008, and I have been receiving music spiritually for a long time. I think I was 11 when the first piece of music came out. And I was studying piano at the time, and I wrote a piano piece. And it just appeared. And I think that was probably the first time I ever channeled. I received music, and then it came out. And I was a songwriter and a singer and all that. And later, when I asked for these chants, they came out. And I worked with people. I wanted to have something useful and functional. I believe in functional art. So I wanted to have something that I could work with other people to assist in their growth. And so I worked with a lot of women in particular. And I noticed how shut down women in particular in this culture can be. And so I kind of got on a path to help empower women through using this sound. So fast forward 20 years, I happen to be working in a group of men. I'm in a rehab center. I'm doing a drum circle, and we're doing these chakra healing chants. And I thought, oh, God, these guys must think I'm nuts because I come in with my medicine drum. And the third eye chant is really trippy. It's one of my favorites. It's very rhythmical, and I like to use the voice unidiomatically. In other words, I like to use the voice as a percussion instrument. And so that chant goes, bibiwa, 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 bibiwa. And the idea is to do the chant and send it through the third eye and just help the ajna to spin and open. And I was trying to help these men who were really spiritual guys, but didn't have an outlet for it, so a lot of them just went deep, deep down the road of substance, and they became hooked. And I tried to get that third eye open, and I would go week after week, and I'd think, okay, here I come, you know, this lady with her medicine drum, and they'd go, hey, Liz, can we do the BB Wow? And I was so gratified because I thought, yes, you know, they're doing these unusual chants, and they're effective, and they're asking for it. And so they said, will you record those? And I went, oh, wow, you know, why didn't I think of that? You know, I've got a recording studio. I got a master's in electronic music and recording. I know how to do this. Why didn't I think of that? And I had just become an Akashic Record consultant. And I had my records open when I recorded the chants. And what came out was not the typical medicine drum, you know, healing circle kind of thing I'd done before, but this gorgeous electronic music with the chants embedded in it. And I was so thrilled because I felt like my work had gone to a new level.
Wow.
And I think that's when you and I started connecting too, David,
mm-hmm.
around that time of the Song of the Tree.
Mm-hmm.
So that CD came out. It kind of put me on the map in that sense. And then...
Can we listen to it now?
Pardon me?
We can listen to it. We've got it ready if you want to listen
to
it at any
time. Do you want to hear Heartbeats? Okay, cool. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah? Is it a good time?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's a good time. I think it's the heart chakra chant, right?
Yeah, heartbeat.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, cool. About how long is it?
It's about 7 minutes. If that's
too
long.
Do you want to play the whole thing? We can do part of it if you'd rather.
Okay. Whatever you feel is right. You got the controls,
whatever
brother.
Maybe we'll just do the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Or
what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, because we have some others we can play, too.
We'll have time.
Because also, I'm actually wanting, I think it would be neat to do the Bidiwa as well.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to the last 3 or 4 minutes of Heartbeats, and our DJ is going to now play it now. And what is this? What's the essence of this? Is opening the third eye?
Well, this one, excuse me, sorry for the throat clearing. So this one, when I was given the chance, I was also given totem animals along with, because I've been heavy on the medicine path, and I connect spiritually to nature and to nature spirits and the animal spirits. And so I was given the hummingbird as this one. So I always think of, or I tell people to when they're saying the chant, to kind of use the mouth like you're sipping nectar from a flower, like a hummingbird. It's
That's
almost like a little
animal.
Kissy shape with your mouth. And the chant is we, but it's a palindrome. So it's, you know, palindrome is a word or a sentence for same forward as backwards. So it's W-E-E-W. So it just keeps going. And it, the idea is to open the heart, take the vibration when you're making the chant, send it down to the heart and open the heart, and then just send that vibration out to infinity and expand in the love vibration, but also send it down into the heart to infinity as well, in that direction to self-love.
It's so funny. You don't even have to play the song. I'm already on the I mean, seriously.
But the music sounds good with
while
it.
You're saying this. It just seems so pretty. And the hummingbird being my power animal, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool, David. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's funny. I got a rattle. I just got a new rattle right here that's got a hummingbird on it.
Wow. I want to see that tomorrow.
Okay. So let's hear Heartbeats, the last half of it there.
Thank you.
That's really sweet.
Thank you.
And that's one of your older CDs, huh?
Well, now it's older. Yeah, I've got a new one coming out, and I did one in 2010. But this one, excuse me, even though I've been working on the tones, on the chants for 10 years, I'm sorry, 20 years, it wasn't until this one came out that, as I said, I kind of went to a new level in my work, and also a lot of things that I've been working on throughout my life started to converge. And, I mean, I'd studied North Indian classical raga since I was 19. I'd done a lot of spiritual work, a lot of vision questing and dream work, and dancing. You know, I danced.
What happened? What happened?
Pardon me?
What happened? I mean,
well,
when you say you went to the next level.
Well, I got older. Got older. I had kids. I kind of matured, but the work also matured. You know, I've been doing it a long time. Maybe I hit that master point. You know, 10,000 hours in the dance and the music combined, or I don't know. But I was told spiritually to move the chants. And it made total sense to me because I'm a dancer and a musician. I'm this funny hybrid. I mean, I spent hours and hours composing music and hours studying theory and, you know, hours working, trying to understand electronics and recording and, you know, practicing piano and practicing voice and Indian raga. My God, it's so complicated. But I always, always also danced. And, you know, so that was everything from ballet, modern, jazz, African, Indian, and studied all those traditions, too. And then when I became an Akashic Record consultant, I was instructed to move chants so that I could combine the movement of the subtle vibration on the energy body, or even just the small, tiny, intrinsic vibrations that the voice creates, with a gross motor movement of dance and of moving the entire physical body. And so I started exploring, if there are any dancers listening, there are a lot of isolations that occur. So I started, you know, I did the chakra chants, or the vocal chakra healing tones is what I called them initially, but now I call them chakra chants. And then I started to move with the rhythm and with the chant, that area where the chakra is housed. And all of a sudden, this liberation occurred, and I felt completely human. I felt like I was living in my body and using my body for what it was worth, or what it was born for. And that's funny. I never said what it was worth, but what it was born for, to celebrate my life, this life, our life, be life, to celebrate that sound, to celebrate the fact that we can move. And then to help clear. And then, you know, not only did it clear me, but then I was able to serve other people and help them clear and heal and move that old energy out. And then what happened, David? I got another family of tones, another family of chants. I call them families, like the chakra healing chants. That's a family. The next family of chants I got were the body chants. Those are the ones I put on the next CD, The Grace of the Green Leaf, which is my name. My name's Phyllis, which means green leaf. And my middle name's Anne, which means grace. So The Grace of the Green Leaf. That is all the body chants. And the body chants sort of follow the same system as the chakra chants, but instead it's the base of the spine. It's the belly. It's the chest. It's the fingers and toes. It's the temples. It's the sinuses. And I got these really cool, this other family of chants, rhythmical again, a little more high energy than the last ones. And then I put choreography to those as well so that it could help to use the dance, use the chanting to activate the physical body. And afterwards, I just felt so alive. and cleared and healed. And everybody who was doing it with me, because I started to develop a practice. Am I getting excited? Am I starting to yell louder?
Oh, no.
It's like listening to you when you were talking, you were doing your introduction. You go, oh, my God, this is so cool. This is so cool. I feel the same. I'm just getting all excited, you know, because it was like this discovery. I mean, finally, like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I've been studying my butt off all these years, and I've done performance, I've done sacred, I've done school, I've done spirit, you know, all this stuff, the body, mind, spirit, emotions, and then all of a sudden it came together. And then I started to develop a system, and I called it Kivo, which is short for kinetic voice. Ki for kinetic, Vo for voice.
Uh-huh.
And as I started to do it, it started to activate, and it was really fun, but it was also really heavy, like really deep. You know, you're doing the chakra stuff, you're doing the body chants. It's really kind of intense, and I thought, you know, I need to sort of lighten this up. And so I started to pull from other traditions, pull music from other traditions, and started to doing things that I love, which is ceremony, invocations, honoring at the four directions, spreading the web of light around the world with my voice and my body from the heart of every light worker in the world, which includes the trees and the fish and the bees. You know, it's like make this huge web of light around the planet and dance that, sing it. And then this is something else that happened recently, which I'm so excited about. I've always wanted to go to Africa my entire life. And I always felt like I didn't have enough money, I couldn't go, I didn't have enough time, and also I was a little bit scared. I don't really know why, but I was thinking about that just today. I was a little bit frightened of going. I'm not sure why. And I just think it wasn't the right time. And so my mom passed away, I inherited a little bit of money, and I said, I'm going to Africa. And I've always loved trees, as you know, I was talking about my tree thing, and I've been a member of these environmental organizations, tree planting organizations, and my two favorites were the Greenbelt Movement and Roots and Shoots. They're both started by amazing women, Wangari Maathai and Jane Goodall, and they plant trees and they support women and girls and communities to empower themselves and to help with the burgeoning environmental movement in Africa. And I said, I want to go. And the people there built a tour for me, and I said, but I've got to learn the songs and dances. I've wanted to go my whole life. I've got to learn the songs and dances. Not only did they get me to places where I could learn the songs and dances.
Wow.
But in Tanzania, one of the teachers in a school asked me for my music and my choreography. His students learned it, and they performed it back to me. And I was so blown away, David, you won't believe this. One of my body chants in The Grace of the Green Leaf is called Ma Babwa. And I felt like it was Mama and Baba and Bwana, respect. So you have respect for the mother and father and the earth. And when I got there, my choreography kind of opens arms like wings as you say, Ma Babwa. Ma, ba, ba, and you're kind of opening your arms like wings, stepping side to side. And the girls go, how do you know Swahili? I said, I don't know Swahili. And they go, yeah, mabawa, that means wings in Swahili. And we thought you knew because of the choreography. I said, no, I made it up. Maybe, you know, I always got it right, you know. But so that was like a major confirmation. And then in Kenya, I went to these villages, and they welcomed me with a Kivo circle. They welcomed me, David, into their circle. They pulled me into the middle of the circle. They sang a song and a welcoming dance to me. And I was in tears. I had gone home. I could cry now. I mean, my whole life. And I waited, but I waited till the right moment. Until I'd already kind of discovered this Kivo path on my own with the spirits, my own tradition, and then I went there and they showed me how it's been done for centuries. It's a little different, right? Because their language is different, their movements are different. I use electronics, right? But it was the same kind of thing that our ancestors have been doing, and the thing that blew me away the absolute most was they said, you have to help us how to remember how to do this because we are forgetting our traditions. And I was so blown away. I mean, I knew I'd had this feeling and I had this knowing in my body and being told spiritually that I was to help us here in the West remember how to do that.
Uh-huh.
But when I went there and they said I need to help them, then I went, oh, my God.
When are you going back?
I'm going back this summer in July if I can. I've got a few people that want to come with me. My intention is to record a CD, learn some more songs and dances. But in the meantime, I was there in July, and I've incorporated a lot of what I've learned so that Kivo has this really fun celebratory aspect to it,
mm-hmm.
so that happy shaman thing, you know, comes through. But
uh-huh.
then there are moments when it's, you know, when we want it deep, it's there. And there are moments when we don't want to go that deep and just
uh-huh.
be more joyful and thankful of
uh-huh.
the community. My intention is to honor and connect to the community, spirit, and Mother Nature with the voice and the body. And it's really simple. It's our birthright. And this is something that I'm just, I'm on it. And I'm training people right now. I've got facilitators that are taking the trainings. I've got a woman in Malaysia who's done it. I've got women here and in Chicago, in Puerto Rico. It's fascinating. The people in Africa have asked me to come back and teach them Kivo?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how bizarre is that?
So
I'm excited. And
is the crown in
yeah.
the sky that from that energy?
Well, no, it's crown in the sky is something I wrote 22 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It fell into my head as a rock musical. It wasn't really rock, but it was kind of, I didn't know what else to call it. It was like a new age rock musical. It was about a matriarchy that lived in harmony with nature.
Uh-huh.
And it just, the time wasn't ready. You know, people weren't ready to hear that.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of electronic music in it. People weren't into electronic music the way they are now. But when I came back from Africa and the whole Kivo thing came together, plus the whole, the women's movement, you know, I mean, I just spent the last month doing the 1 Billion Rising. I taught the choreography. We were at Civic Center City Hall on Thursday, on Valentine's Day, with 200 people in 200 other countries and territories around the world dancing to end violence against women and girls. And for me, my desire is that we stop violence towards the feminine, women, girls, and our mother, the earth.
Uh-huh.
And so I was dancing and singing for that.
Right.
And so Crown in the Sky is songs that honor the sacred feminine, our mother, the earth, and all her children, especially the tree. Because I really believe we need to...
Before we get into that, chant? Can you do a chant from Africa that you learned?
Well, you know, I learned more songs. I was the one doing the chants. They were the one doing
uh-huh.
the songs.
Do you want to do a song?
Let me think. Kukuana tutu apa e aka, kukuana tutu aka e apa, enana meta, enana papa, enana neta e, enana meta, enana bata, enana meta e. Kukuana tutu apa e ana, kukuana tutu apa e ana. And I could say, hey David, how do you feel when you are here? Hey David, how do you feel when you are here? So it's just, you know, really happy stuff like that.
Cool.
La 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 la, please be comfortable. La la la, woo! La 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 la, please be comfortable.
Cool.
And we're out, you know, we're outside. We're outside singing in a circle
uh-huh.
and dancing together and being welcomed. It's beautiful.
Cool. So do you want to listen to a bit of Hearts and Bones? We've only got like another 15 minutes or so.
Sure. Now, Hearts and Buns is from Crown in the Sky. So if you would like to play that, that's great with me.
Okay.
It's a single I haven't released yet.
It's like a rock opera originally it was? Or tell us
well,
about
yeah,
it.
But it's like a trance, groove, jazzy, chill, pop sort of thing now.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not really rock. There's some...
Okay.
But this one I like because it's a chant. It's got some... Did you listen?
No.
Do you know what it sounds like?
No,
okay.
I haven't heard it yet.
Well, give it a try. I can tell you the words.
Okay.
Spirit, speak to us from the sacred stone. Let us hear your ancient voice and make your presence known.
Okay, here's a listen.
Guide us.
cool. God, I love your music.
Thank you. Wow. It's got that kind of Joe Zawinul keyboard in there that I found this really cool patch, and we put it in 7, and I don't know, you know, music is so sacred to me, and it's like a ceremony. It's an honoring ceremony to me.
So tell us about what you do in your classes here.
Well, I get to do a couple of things. I get to do a Kibo circle, so I teach people about chants. You know, we talk about, excuse me, the energy body. We do the chakra chants, and we do some body chants, and we do some invocations and excuse me, connecting through to spirit with the use of the voice and the body. So we do. They're pretty active classes. I'm excited because I get to be maybe more experiential. That's sort of my job at the center. And I kind of call my classes a Roto-Rooter experience because we're using sound. We're using the vibration of our own voice to clear the energy centers and activate the body and body centers like the skin and the belly and movement to do the same. And then also a big thing that I'm about, you know, we do a lot in a circle, but I very much believe in the wisdom of the circle. And it kind of depends on the group that's gathered and what is needed. But sometimes we'll break out into duos, and people can do some healings on one another using their own skills. Or sometimes someone goes into the center of the circle. Or sometimes we do sort of an improvisation. And people get to dance and chant what's up for them in the moment. And that can be all very effective in terms of healing and clearing.
That's really cool, because in my classes I often do, we start out the class by having them make the sound of their day.
Mm.
And it kind of brings them into the present moment. So it's
yes.
Cool because you do it with movement and sound. It's really cool.
Yes. And, you know, I'm starting to feel, even though I'm an electronic musician, I'm starting to feel like, you know, because some of the things you were talking about are so fascinating and technological, and I love technology. But I think I also find that I need to remember about being in my body. And so for me, dancing does it. And using the voice does it. It's kind of that old-fashioned way. And then I go in my studio, which is electronic, and spend, you know, 14 hours a day in there.
Do you use Pro Tools?
I wish I had gotten it way back when. I use Cubase. And in the 80s,
cool.
I used a Steinberg program called, I can't even remember what the heck it was. But it was a Steinberg program, and I really liked it. I got it in 1988. And I have kept with Steinberg
older.
Programs. But I hear
also
Pro Tools is...
Really.
Pardon me?
They're all so similar.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, I'm pretty facile with this one, so I just use it. I used Nuendo. That one was also a Steinberg program. Then I went up to Cubase. The only one I didn't really like was Cakewalk. Did you ever use that one?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, I didn't like it so much.
You know, how about we do a chant right now?
Okay.
And we can do it interactively with whoever, everybody's listening. We can do it with intention and just bring everybody into the zone with the intention of bringing in the divine through us.
Yes, and you had requested the BB Wow chant.
You know, actually, whatever you feel is appropriate for this moment.
Well, that's always good, because that one activates the third eye.
Okay.
And with the third eye, you know, we're receiving so much information spiritually that we really have to cultivate our discernment and make sure that we are, you know, receiving and invoking and calling in only those energies that have our highest and best at heart and the highest and best for the collective that we serve. So I think it's really good to focus on the third eye. And the totem animal I was given for this one is the dragonfly. And I thought that was really cool because I get the sense that the teaching there is there are so many planes of consciousness coming in. Like the wings of the dragonfly, there, which refracts and reflects the light as it shimmers and flutters. There's so many different planes and so many different directions. And if we keep our attention on our heart and our third eye, we can find the true compass. So I have my little rattle. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's. I do a lot of
okay.
call and response, so it'll be my turn and then your turn.
Okay.
So as you make this, it's a B-E-B-E-W-A-U, so B-B-Y.
Okay.
And as you make the sound, think of bringing energy through the third eye, allowing
you've got about 4 or 5 minutes to do this.
Pardon me?
About 4 minutes to do this.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
That's all we need. Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
My turn. Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa. Your turn.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa. Go.
Bibiwa, bibiwa, bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
So just interject, David, you can jump right in. You know, right when I finish my last one, you can come right on the next one if you like. Bibiwa, 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 bibi, go.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
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 Bibiwa, bibiwa.
Bibiwa, bibiwa.
Bibiwa, bibiwa.
Bibiwa, bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
Bibiwa, bibiwa.
Bibiwa, bibiwa.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa.
Bibiwa,
bibiwa, bibiwa, bibiwa. That's a really hard one. That's a really hard one. I'll do it again.
Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa. Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa,
bibiwa. That's good. That's a bit of a trick.
It's cool, holding on to the third eye.
It's really fun because it just uses that rhythm to bibiwa, 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 bibiwa. Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa. Bibiwa, 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 bibiwa. And you can also go, so when you get to know the chant, you can vary it in any way. You can go, bibiwa, bibiwa, and kind of start to get the mouth a little stretchy, and there's a lot of nice connection between the third eye and the mouth. Bibiwa, bibiwa.
So tell us how... about what anything you have coming up or and your contact info.
Oh, thank you, yes. Okay, I have a CD release event with Baron Von Spirit. He's going to throw some beats underneath my songs April 28th at Ecstatic Dance in Oakland. It's at the old Sweets Ballroom. They call it the Tropicana. It's at 1933 Broadway in Oakland. And it's just free dance and music. And so I'm going to be singing some tunes, and he's going to throw beats under, and he's all going to do his set. And then I have a Kibo facilitators training course coming up in the end of March, April, and May, and also in Chicago this June. And then our plan is to go back to Africa, where we will learn more songs and dances. And I will have more CD events coming up. That's the only one I have now. And the CD comes out March 1st, and my website is lissaddison.com. That's LISADDISON.com. And then Facebook/LissAddison. I have a page. So, and, you know, same on Twitter and all that. But my name, Liss Addison, you can find those things if you Google it. And I just want to thank you for having me. I love teaching at the Institute. You have the most beautiful people come in. And what you're doing is just so cutting edge. And, you know, we want more people to get hip to the power of sound in all of its many offerings and manifestations.
Thank you for what you do in your classes. I mean, it's so funny. Every time I ask people, what did you think of Liss's class? And everybody's like, whoa, it's like so fun. You know, and they just love it. Everybody just loves it. It's so great.
I hope they are learning, too.
Yeah,
you know, my ideal
yeah.
is to have them take tools home that they can use. And so I'm glad to hear that, because you really just have a great group of people. And those of you out there that are listening, just, if you can come to the open house tomorrow, I love David's new place. It's got a great energy, and it's going to have a store with all these wonderful instruments. And it's just more like a center. I think it's going to become more and more of a center for people to do research and to be their sound healing chairs in the lobby. And it's just really great, David. I just think you've done a great job. I want to acknowledge
Thank
that
you.
And honor that.
Thank you so much. So we'll end. I like to end this way. So we take our intention of bringing the energy of the divine through us. And we hold that energy into the evening, into the weekend ahead, through the whole weekend. Hold the energy through the weeks ahead, even the months ahead. Imagine holding that energy years ahead, and even lifetimes. Thank you so much.
Oh, it is so. Thank you.